The Sears Radio Theater. That's the theme from the Sears Radio Theater. Tonight, a program of love and hate with Cicely Tyson as your hostess. Here's a preview.
It was a good marriage in some ways. I feel so dumb talking about this, really. I thought I had something with him. I thought I could trust him.
What went wrong?
Nothing. He just left me for another girl, an insurance underwriter with buck teeth.
The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
Our hot number is still 1130, and we hope it's hot for you, too, in our WNEW Hot Number Lottery game. The game goes on, and the prizes go up. Because of the overwhelming mail response to our lottery game, we've extended the mail deadline to Friday, May 4th, and added thousands of dollars worth of lottery tickets to be won. In fact, there'll now be twice as many grand prize winners selected to share $10,000 worth of the new Olympic lottery tickets on Monday, May 7th. So get your entry in right away, and be ready to win $100 worth of lottery tickets just for having your name aired. Hear it, call back within 30 minutes, and we'll double your prize. That's the WNEW Lottery Game, Box 1130, Grand Central Station, New York, on the hot number, 1130.
Hey, spring is here. Summer's coming and you can feel it. Get up in the morning raring to go after a good breakfast of eggs and whatever. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, why not have your eggs with Brown, no matter how you like them? Ted Brown on the hot number 1130.
Cicely Tyson. I'm standing outside a swank singles apartment building in West Los Angeles, watching a young woman who has just parked in front of the building. She's alone, and she has a load of boxes that's ridiculously large for her small car. She's carrying one of the boxes inside, staggering a little under the weight. Oh, no! She trips over the curb. The young woman looks around to see if anyone saw her. Then she notices that she has scraped the skin on her palms and one knee. No matter. She picks up the scattered contents of the box. Some clothes, a few photographs, frying pans, some cookbooks, some art books, and record albums. Those albums. The covers show a singer's wistful face blurred by smoky pink and blue lights. She must be romantic. Now that her carton is repacked, she checks her hair and lip gloss. A-okay. She picks up the box and goes toward the building. A very handsome young man is walking out. She shifts the weight of her heavy load and then lowers her lashes over her baby blue eyes. The young man is in too much of a hurry to notice her, much less give her a hand. Hurt, she watches him walk by. Somehow, she manages to go on, struggling to get that huge carton into the building all by herself. Oh, dear. Life isn't easy when you're alone, is it? And that's only the beginning of our story.
Sears Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis' production of The Sears Radio Theater. Our story, Baby, Baby, by Patricia Joyce. Our stars, Miss Joyce as Julie, with Len Berman and Gene Howell. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops for value.
The Sears Understory, or How Not to Underplay Your Underwear. Sears rips away the outside layers to reveal our best 100% cotton underwear for men. We don't understate the soft comfort that our finest natural cone cotton brings, nor will we underestimate the fact that it's shrinkage-controlled to help retain shape washing after washing. Choose from V-necks, sleeveless athletic shirts, or crew-neck T-shirts plus briefs. Three to a package. Our best 100% cotton underwear.
Greet the sun this summer in Sears' best Mayo bathing suit. This plunging one-piece bathing suit of nylon and lycra spandex stretches over your body for a sleek, smooth fit in cool jade, burgundy, navy, or brown. So glisten in the sun and water sleekly this year with Sears' best Mayo bathing suit.
Mary had a little lamb.
This is the actual voice of Thomas Edison.
Where that Mary went, the lamb was sure to grow.
Preserved just as it was recorded on his talking machine. When Sears decided to help preserve Edison's Fort Myers home, we used the Weather Beater, our best long-lasting tough exterior latex paint. This paint covers trim, doors, and siding in one coat when used as directed. And it helps protect against weather's worst. Sears Weather Beater, for great American homes like yours. All items available at most larger Sears retail stores.
Now, we're in the young woman's apartment. She's had time to unpack and put some of her personal effects around the room. But the photos and faux pillows only show all the more emphatically that she is transplanted into this environment. Her things are lacy white and baby pink. The apartment comes furnished with loud plaid and harsh floral prints. The carpet is bright orange. A huge plastic imitation of a rubber plant is a pièce de résistance.
Just a minute!
Julie, hurry up. I have to get out of this hallway.
Hang on, Carol. Hi.
My blushing eyes, it's worse.
Oh, I know.
This is hideous. At least the hall didn't have furniture. Lordy, lordy.
When they say a rubber plant in every room, they really mean a rubber plant in every room.
Oh, I know it's pretty bad.
Julie, what are you trying to do? Permanently maim your sense of taste?
Well, I had that other place, remember? The one I was going to fix up. But then I decided I just couldn't camp out on the floor while I waited for my furniture to arrive, and I wanted to do all the walls in laminated fabric, which would have meant a lot of extra work, so I decided not to.
No.
Besides, why put all that work into a place if Barry comes back?
Julie.
Well?
Well, don't count on it.
I'm not, but...
Fred, what?
Oh, I'm, you know, lonely, I guess.
I know.
I mean, I have all this time that used to belong to my husband. Now it's mine. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, why did you try doing a lot of hand laundry?
Is that bad?
Why do you...
I feel so useless.
Julie, you're not useless. You're a lovely, talented young woman.
But I couldn't.
You couldn't what?
I couldn't make it work with Barry.
That jerk doesn't deserve you.
Carol!
It's true. It's true. He's selfish, immature, and domineering. You're much better off without him.
You're just being negative about him.
Look, Julie, you just need other things to help you take your mind off of him. Why don't you take more clients for decorating?
Don't do me any favors.
Carol, I need you. We're swamped. I can put you with two new clients as of tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd be doing me a favor.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
You'll take them off.
Sure.
Great.
Thanks, Carol.
Don't thank me.
Well, it will help a lot, I think.
Now, do you want me to fix you up?
No.
Oh, come on, Julie. I know plenty of guys who rejected me hoping to find a young slip of a girl like you.
I'm 31.
Who's gonna know?
Carol, look, I appreciate it and everything, but I...
But you'd rather mope around thinking about Barry.
I just don't want Barry to think I had a whole crew of men waiting in the wings.
You let him intimidate you even when he's gone.
Stop it, Carol.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I want to be helpful and honest, but I think I end up meddling instead.
You okay and everything, I hope?
Very well, very well.
Come in.
I was able to find some wallpaper samples, but I think you'll really... Oh, my gosh. What's that?
Oh, I thought I'd put out some wine and cheese to refresh us as we peruse the wallpaper samples.
But you went to so much trouble.
Nonsense. Just some odd things I had in the kitchen.
Oh, now, Rick, don't try to fool me with a woman's line. I've entertained a lot, and I know you went to some fuss, and I really appreciate it, but I wish you hadn't troubled yourself. But thank you.
You're more than welcome. Sit down.
Thank you.
Wine?
Oh,
I'm working. I really shouldn't.
One glass. It's very good.
Okay.
I'm cautious about wine, too. I'm afraid it will destroy my art. Many another great writer has had his career ruined by drink.
Like F. Scott Fitzgerald? Did you read Zelda?
Naturally.
I thought that Zelda was so... I don't know.
I thought Zelda reflected the modern woman's search for femininity in a changing society. Cheese?
No, thanks. Oh, dear. Anyway, here are the samples for the entryway and the front bath. I think the barn red and gold fleur-de-lis or the brick and saffron French provincial are wonderful. Also, these midnight and cobalt blues will give you that strong effect that you're looking
Julie,
for. And... What?
Did I upset you?
No!
You seem so nervous.
All this fuss, it's...
It's for you, because I think you're very special.
Thank you.
Will you have Chinese food with me tonight?
I can't.
If you don't like Chinese food, we can have Mexican or Italian.
It's not that.
It doesn't have to be tonight.
No, really, I can't at all. Thank you.
Well, you're not allowed to date clients?
I can, but...
It's because I'm short, isn't it?
No!
Yes, it is.
No, really, I...
You don't owe me an explanation. Lots of women don't like short men.
You can be short,
I haven't got much choice in the matter, have I?
Look, I just got separated from Barry, my ex-husband, okay? I really don't want to go out on dates with anyone, you know?
I can understand that.
I wish I could.
What do you mean?
I wish I could understand what happened. I mean, I thought we had a certain kind of relationship and that he loved me, but when it turned out he didn't... Boy.
It must have hurt.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. I like to think that a woman like you would be spared the unpleasantness of life.
Oh, well, you just keep going.
I would be honored to take you to dinner as a friend.
Oh, well, that's not quite fair. I mean, you probably want romance.
In all honesty, I do, but the best romances are built on friendship. In literature as well as life. Be my friend.
Hi, I'm Bud Palmer, inviting you to the Sears Spring Home Appliance Sale. Come celebrate spring and save from $20 to $100 on selected Sears major home appliances. Save big on washers, dryers, ranges, and microwave ovens, refrigerators and dishwashers, sewing machines, vacuum cleaners, color TVs, and stereos. Celebrate spring. Save at Sears now. Sale ends April 28th. Dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Available in most Sears retail stores. Kenmore. Solid as Sears.
Here I go again. It's time to rent one of those steam-type carpet cleaners.
Why rent? Now Sears puts power in a carpet cleaner you can own yourself. The Power Spray from Sears for easy home carpet cleaning. Power Spray sprays hot water into your carpet, then sucks up the dirty water.
You can see the dirt you get out. Dirt you didn't even know was there.
The Power Spray carpet cleaner, a convenient carpet cleaner you can own yourself. Available at most Sears retail stores. Kenmore. Solid as Sears.
I've been to Cher's roller skating parties, the Jane Fonda solar energy disco contest, and Olivia Newton-John's birthday party, but deep down, Julie, my success means nothing.
Rick, how can you say that?
Because it's true. I need someone to share my life with. Someone to be my comfort, my muse, my literary inspiration.
Mm, like Zelda Fitzgerald.
Mm, but more even-tempered, I hope.
Well, of course.
I almost found her once. That's why I feel that I can understand your feeling about your husband.
Really?
Adele Gardner. I'd known her since the second grade. She was pale with blue eyes and dark hair. She was always picked to play the Virgin Mary in the Christmas pageant. And I always thought of her in that way. Pure, perfect. The symbol of my redemption. See, I was short as a kid, too. The other kids used to call me Worm and throw volleyballs at me. I used to dream that Adele was my girlfriend and no one would dare to make fun of me.
Second grade is a long time ago.
Ah, but I looked her up after college. I asked her out for Chinese food and told her I was going to be a famous writer. She moved in with me the next day.
But you broke up.
I was struggling at the time. She used to say, "Why do you want to be a writer? With your brains, you could be a doctor." I begged her to stick by me, but it was hard for her to be patient. She left me, married a dentist.
Were you upset?
I felt impotent, figuratively speaking, of course. I ran into her in the Century City shopping mall 4 months ago. I told her about the movies I was writing, and she smiled and said, "So you got what you wanted." I said, "Adele, don't you know that all I ever wanted was you?" She started to cry right there in the shopping mall. It was agonizing.
Oh, you're a romantic.
Yes, albeit a disillusioned one.
Oh.
I didn't mean to bore you with that self-indulgent twaddle.
Oh, you didn't.
I just wanted you to know that I'd been hurt once, too.
Oh.
What happened with your husband, Julie?
I don't know.
Surely you have some idea.
This isn't fair.
Why not?
Well, I'm still really confused about everything. And besides, you're a great writer, and I don't express myself very well.
Julie, you can't expect to be as verbally acute as I am.
Oh, I don't.
Speak with sincerity. That's what's important.
I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right. Go on.
Well, I was married to Barry for 9 years.
Yes?
It was a good marriage in some ways. I feel so dumb talking about this, really. I thought I had something with him. I thought I could trust him.
What went wrong?
Nothing. He just left me for another girl, an insurance underwriter with buck teeth.
There must have been some clues, some undercurrents.
Well, he used to get really jealous and everything. A couple of times he was so mad he hit me, not hard, just so little. I was never really hurt.
He struck you?
Well, not very hard. I mean, like I said, I was never hurt.
That's a marvelous story.
What?
I may want to write that. Would you mind? Wife-beating stories are very big this year. Very big.
Come on in.
Carol, I need a favor.
Julie, what happened to you? You look like my dog looked after she's just eaten a June bug.
Really, Joe?
I haven't seen you look this good since Barry left. Don't tell me you came back.
No, thank God.
But I met somebody else. I thought you didn't want to go out.
I didn't, but this guy, he seemed to really want me. I don't know.
Who is it?
Our client, Rick Mirsky.
The short one?
I wear flats. He's so sensitive. He's a writer, you know.
I know. He spent the whole first meeting with me telling me how brilliant he was.
He wants to do a movie for television about me.
Really?
About my divorce. A woman's story.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Carol, I keep thinking, if I married him, it would be like Zelda and Scott Fitzgerald.
How long have you known this man?
It'll be 2 months next Tuesday.
And he's asked you to marry him.
Well, not yet, but I know he wants to get married from the way he talks.
And you really like him, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then I hope it all works out.
Thanks. Oh, listen, Carol. I almost forgot what I came in here to ask you. Can I go to the staff meeting early?
Why?
Doctor's appointment.
I hate to have you miss.
It was the only time he could take me, and I have to see him.
Nothing serious.
No, woman things.
As if being a woman wasn't serious business.
Can I go?
Oh, sure. Call me, and I'll fill you in.
Radio Theater will return after this message from your local station.
Hey, buddy, can you give a fella a break?
Sorry, fella, I only give at the office.
I'm not looking for a handout.
What can I do for you?
Help save my life and breath.
Do you need mouth-to-mouth breathing? I'm not the type.
No, but you're smoking. And your smoke is hitting me where I breathe. And what with an allergy and pollution, you're not helping any.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
Sure, but the fact is that your smoke is getting in my eyes and nose and throat. And that's not a good song for my lungs.
Well, you could always move away.
I do, and then there's another one puffing away in my face. How about a deal? White Lung Association says smokers you must, but make smoking a private affair. Or quit. secondhand smoke is truly offensive for non-smokers.
Well, I'll give it a try.
I wish you would, otherwise they're going to hang a tag on you.
A tag?
Yeah, cigarettes are a health hazard, and so are you.
Gotcha, buddy. Now, about that handout.
Save it. Let me give you one. Your lung association says that giving up smoking is a matter of life and breath.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. When you shop, remember that there's more than just the price of the product to consider. There's also the reputation of the seller. And if you have a question about reliability, check with your local Better Business Bureau. It's also good practice to check the warranty, what it does and doesn't cover. It's also a good idea to find out if you have to pay for shipping if the merchandise must be returned. And check to see what other charges, if any, you're going to have to pay. Another way to be a careful shopper is to know something about the policies of the store or the seller. Consumers should find out what the return policy is. Does the store give cash refunds? Does it provide credit on future purchases? Does it allow returns only on certain products and not on others? Look, you better get all the facts before you buy. This has been a consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
As the years rolls character into our faces and bodies, we women weave the strands of our girlhood into the fabric of our womanhood. It's an inevitable process, joyous for some, painful for others. Hello?
Hi, Carol.
Oh, Julie, you caught me in a rush. I'm cooking spaghetti for Michael, that guy I met at Murray Rosenbaum's wedding. It's my first meal for him. Can we go over the notes from the staff meeting tomorrow?
I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm almost 3 months pregnant.
You're what?
And, I'm going to keep the baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Julie seems determined to remain a little girl forever. She sits primly on the couch in a frilly white dress. She stares at Rick Mirsky. It's the stare of a child looking at Santa Claus.
Julie!
Oh!
Julie.
What?
You're the light of my life.
Oh.
I'm mad about you.
Well, listen to
me. I'm Rick. Growing increasingly attached to you.
Well, me too.
I know you still feel the bruises of your unhappy marriage, but you aren't the only woman who's been hurt.
Oh, I know.
We all have to move on.
Rick!
Don't make me wait any longer.
There's something you should know if you want to get involved with me.
What's that?
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with my husband's baby.
Oh. Does this mean you're going back to Barry?
No.
If he wants you, you'll go.
Not necessarily.
Don't my feelings count in this at all?
Of course they do, Rick.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I'm at your mercy.
Well, it's not a question of mercy or anything. I just thought you should know before we get involved.
Yeah. Well, pregnant. I'll be darned.
Rick? Hey!
Julie?
I brought you a chocolate cake. Here.
Oh, thank you. How sweet. What time is it?
1:00 at night.
Yes, I noticed.
Were you asleep?
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I said it's okay.
You should have come at a different time. I was going to bring the cake tomorrow, but then I didn't hear from you today, and my husband called, and I needed someone to talk to, and I thought you'd understand, so I brought the cake so maybe you'd listen to me. You're not mad, are you?
No. Come in. We'll have some cake, and you can tell me all about it. Cake looks good.
I'm a good cook.
Milk?
Please.
Now, what's this about your husband and the cake?
Well, the cake is nothing, really. I mean, it could have waited till tomorrow, but Barry called and we got to talking, and I finally got up the nerve to tell him about the baby.
Is he coming back?
No.
Oh.
He said the only reason I got pregnant was to...
What?
To get him to come back to me. And then he said it wasn't going to work because it probably wasn't his kid anyway. And I said it was his baby, but he wouldn't believe me.
Of course he believes you.
No, he said he didn't. He always said I had roving eyes.
Roving eyes?
Because men always came up to me. He said I encouraged them, but I didn't.
He's just being cruel.
He's not cruel.
What is it, then?
I don't know.
It'll be all right.
All I ever wanted was a house and some kids and a dog. Maybe some hamsters or goldfish or something if the kids wanted them.
That's sweet.
Is it? I don't know anymore. It didn't seem like a lot to ask.
Oh, I wish my dreams were that simple.
I don't think it's too simple. Or if it is, life has played a pretty nasty joke on me.
What do you mean?
I'm supposed to be the kind of girl that stuff comes easily to. I'm pretty. I was president of the pep club. I won all the art awards in high school and most of them in college. I can cook. I can sew. But there must be something wrong with me. From a man's point of view, I mean.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
You don't?
Not in the least.
But my husband ran off with an insurance underwriter.
The more fool he. Let's have some cake.
I don't know what to do, Carol. I mean, maybe I'll take time off when the baby's born and then go right back to work to earn more, you know? But then, if things work out with Rick, he may not want me to work. I don't know. What do you think?
If Rick hasn't proposed yet, don't count on him.
Why not?
Because you're pregnant with another man's child.
So?
So he's a young, flighty writer. He may not even want the responsibility of a relationship, let alone a baby that isn't his.
There you go, being negative again.
Julie, I'm just telling you what I saw.
So how many times have you seen Rick?
Once, when he first came to us, before I assigned him to you.
Okay, I've known him 4 months.
It was just a first impression.
You said it, a first impression. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors and everything.
No,
he's almost noble. Really sensitive. Like a guy in a novel in olden times when people treated each other with respect. He never let a woman down. Especially if she were in my situation.
Julie, you're not a damsel in distress. You're a 31-year-old woman who just happens to have a baby face.
32 next week.
All the more reason for you to pull your head out of the sand and be objective about Rick.
You're being negative. Why do you always have to be negative?
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be honest enough to be a good friend.
You never thought that just maybe you misjudged him?
I may have.
You'll see. When we all go out on my birthday, you'll see what he's really like.
Here we are over here.
Sorry we're late.
We would have been here on time, but Julie had the wrong direction.
Ah, no matter. Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you. Rick, you remember my supervisor, Carol?
Yes, hello, Carol.
Hi, this is Michael. Michael, Julie, and Rick.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Mike. Julie tells me you're in the steel business.
A scrap metal.
I don't suppose Carol told you I'm a screenwriter.
No, she didn't.
I wrote Death Phantom Returns and Revenge of the Death Phantom.
I didn't see those.
Oh.
Julie, you had a chance to look over the menu?
Oh, a little.
Well, what's the birthday girl going to order?
I don't know. Maybe lamb chops?
Carol had lamb chops here last week. I sneaked a little bite, and they were just great.
Oh, yeah, they were. The smoked salmon and the pate were good appetizers.
Well, there's so much food.
Oh, yeah, but it's your birthday.
No wonder you're so thin. You don't eat.
Carol? Well, when you're not pregnant, you're as thin as a bone.
Oh, I am not.
When'll the baby do?
Oh, about 4 months.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, there's no guessing about it. It's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
My kid brother's wife just had a baby. A boy, Joshua. Cutest kid. Must be about 6 months now.
Oh, really?
My ex-wife never wanted babies, but I love them.
Me too.
You should see this kid. Smiles all the time. Real smart. They had him that new Lamaze way.
I heard of that.
He said it was quite an experience sharing the birth. Listen to me gossiping about babies.
No, please. I mean, go on.
Well, they went to classes.
For how long?
Well, during the 3 months before the baby was born. She learned special breathing techniques. She said that helped her through labor, helped to take her mind off pains. He learned to coach her through it. After practicing a long time, she automatically responded to the sound of his voice, even during delivery when everything was intense and chaotic.
Really? And he's right there?
Oh, of course.
That's what I thought.
They said it was the most moving, beautiful thing they ever shared.
I wish I could do that. I mean, it would be really nice to share that.
Where are the waiters? Why is it that every time you're ready to order, there are no waiters?
You're stewing. What are you so upset about, Rick? Come on.
Huh?
Why are you mad?
I'm more disappointed than mad.
Why?
To find that your husband was right about your roving eyes.
You're kidding.
I saw you studying Michael with that lascivious baby blue stare. You think I won't notice you flirting in a salacious manner when it happens right in front of me?
Oh, come on, Rick. He's Carol's friend. Besides, he's too old for me anyway.
Huh. I'm too short for you, and that didn't stop you with me.
But it's a whole different thing.
I don't want to discuss it.
Come on. It's my birthday. What's that fight, Rick?
I won't dignify that puerile remark with a response.
Oh, hi, Rick. You're late. You can't make it? I understand. Well, you know, you've got to be at the studio. I know your work comes first in everything. Come on in. Hi, Julie. Oh, Carol, I don't know what to do. I think I'm losing Rick.
At Sears, we know how important appliances are in your home and how important it is to you to keep them operating in top condition. That's why Sears wants their customers to remain satisfied with our products for years to come. That's why we service the Sears appliances we sell, to help make sure that your appliance will continue to give you quality performance. If you have a problem, just call Sears Appliance Repair Service. We're nationwide and listed in the white pages of your telephone directory. Sears, where customer satisfaction is one of our most important priorities.
The room held several Sears brass-plated lamps. One switched on. The finely pleated antique fabrication illuminated the furniture softly. Another lamp turned on, and another. The patio doors blew open. The green brass-plated lamp nearby, with its heavy base built for stability, did not budge. The room glowed in the brassy elegance that these Sears best lamps command. Create your own wonderingly elegant moods with Sears brass-plated lamps at most larger Sears retail stores.
Sears has a bedspread with all the muscle to resist the wear and tear it gets from high-spirited kids. It's Toughcourt, a sturdy blend of 75% polyester and 25% rayon. Choose from bunk twin and full sizes in 10 bright solid colors or 5 coordinating pads. All machine washable and perma-pressed for no-fuss easy care. When you want value in a strong and sturdy bedspread, look for Toughcourt. Because kids not only sleep in their bedrooms, they play there too. At most Sears retail stores.
This is Liz Harrison again, and here's the concluding act of Baby Baby.
You think you're losing Rick? I'm sure I'm losing Rick.
What happened?
Well, I don't know.
Why do you think you're losing him?
Did you think I was flirting with Michael?
What? Oh, I didn't think so.
Were you?
I thought I watched that man like a hawk.
Oh, well, I didn't think I was, but Rick said I was. And then he stood me up for a business meeting. He hasn't been calling much lately, and sometimes I miss him so much I can't stop my hand from dialing, you know? But then, when I talk to him, everything seems so awkward. I don't know.
Julie, you're starting to show. You can feel the baby move. Every day the baby becomes less of a fantasy and more of a real little life in there.
Oh.
Rick may not be ready to trade the world of the novel for a real life.
You think that's it?
I was watching Rick's face in the restaurant when Michael was talking about his brother's baby. Rick's scared to death.
You really think Rick's scared?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Why? So do I. Oh, Carol, what am I going to do?
You'll work it out somehow.
I thought he was so strong.
Strong people get scared.
But I didn't think he'd back away from me.
I'm sorry, but what...
I won't let him back away. I won't.
If he wants to, you have to let him.
That jerk?
Come on, Julie. It doesn't mean he's a bad person. It just means he's in a situation he's not ready for.
He's not ready for? He's not ready for? What about me? I'm not ready for a divorce, let alone a baby. How in the hell do you think I feel? I wasn't ready for that idiot Barry to walk out on me. Especially after I'd done everything in my power to please him and make that marriage work. I tried everything, really everything. And then Barry turns around and runs off with that insurance underwriter. And now, Rick, Julie, I want you. Then once he has me, he stops calling. Well, damn it, I want things too. I want to be with somebody. I don't want to be alone. I don't. I won't go through this birth alone. Not in your life, I won't. And stop staring at me with that ridiculous expression on your face.
Well, Julie Perkins, I didn't know you had it in you.
What are you talking about?
Anger.
Oh, my.
Julie, you look so beautiful.
What?
You're acting like an articulate woman instead of a shy and mumbling girl.
Oh, I think it's very healthy.
You do?
Yes.
You look decisive.
Huh?
I always had this image of you as a lovely little toy boat floating in the ocean, bouncing wherever the waves would carry you. It's nice to see that you have the power to find your own direction.
Don't be too sure. I mean, I'm not very comfortable with outbursts like that.
Well, of course you're not comfortable. It's something new. If you were comfortable, you'd be in the same old rut, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess.
You can take care of yourself, Julie. You don't need Barry or Rick or even me to take care of you.
But I want you and Rick around. I don't want to be alone.
Well, I think people can be with you and love you, but they don't have to take care of you to prove they love you. You know, I used to think that my mommy loved me because mommy took care of me. She buttoned my coat and fixed my breakfast. Things like that. So I decided caring for and loving were the same. And then I realized the most loving and the hardest thing my mother ever did for me was to send me out in the world alone, strong, independent, and free of my need for her. Now I know that someone who loves me truly will try to make me stronger. That person won't try to tie me to her or him with bonds of dependence and need.
You think so?
Well, that's what works for me, anyway. I've been a single lady for years. I was always too much of a horse, looks-wise, I mean, to pretend I was a fairy princess. But I still believed in Prince Charming, who would make me live happily ever after. I got rejected by a lot of terrific-looking guys. And then I grew up. Started trying to lead my own life. And I got lucky and found Michael. Sure, he's bald and a little overweight, but he just wants me to be myself. And I love him for it.
I don't want to be alone.
No, honey, I wish I could say you won't be. But you may just have to learn to cope with being alone.
But to have a baby without anyone waiting to see if it's a boy or a girl, that's the worst way to spend a birthday alone. I thought Rick would be there, but...
Well, have your folks come down.
Mom and I don't even talk about things like that. Sex, I mean.
Maybe it's time you started.
I'll think it over.
I'll do what's best for you.
That's what my doctor said. The best way to take good care of the baby is to take good care of Julie.
You sound reasonably sane.
What do you think I should do about Rick?
Well, he's your friend. I don't know what goes on between you two.
I'd like to talk with him, not pussyfooting around. I want to say what I feel.
Julie.
Hi.
Well, this is a surprise.
I have to talk to you.
Indeed.
It's about time I really was honest with you, so here goes.
Yes. Well...
It's about the baby, Rick. As you can see, it's well on the way, and I think I should level with you, and you should level with me about whether you will be involved or not. Or with the baby in the onion.
Oh, Julie.
Rick,
What is the meaning of this?
Inga, this is my good friend, Julie. Good heavens.
Ulrich, you are not so old and known as you were saying.
Julie, this is Inga Olafsson. Inga's playing lead in my latest screenplay, The Force of the Death Phantom.
Yeah?
So, would you ladies care for some refreshment? Oh, I have some delicious butterscotch brownies that
Rick.
Julie... No? Perhaps that's not a good idea.
Be quiet. No more talking, Mr. Hollywood Big Shot.
That's a good idea.
Look, I'm sorry. I should have called first and everything. I didn't think. Well, I'll just go now.
No, wait.
Yes, Miss Olafsson?
Believe.
No, really, I'll go.
Julie, I, Inga Olafsson, am not what you call the floozy. You must believe that I did not know that Rick had a woman with a bun in the oven.
Oh, hey, look, you got it all wrong. Why don't you two stay here, and I'll come back later?
No. Just because Mr. Hollywood Big Shot has no class does not mean Inga Olafsson has no class. I believe.
Inga, I'll explain on the set.
Von Yavlafabon.
Oh, Rick, I'm sorry. I flew it for you.
It was too good to be true, anyway.
Well, I came here all brave and clear thinking and positive, and then I saw Inga, and I'd forgotten to call, and I messed it up.
Want some of those butterscotch brownies?
Oh, sure. Do you, think you can fix things up with Inga?
I don't know.
Want me to call her and explain or something?
No.
Which put the brownies?
In the cookie jar. Aren't you jealous?
Of Inga?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose a little. Maybe not. Actually, I don't think I am. I have other things on my mind.
Such as?
Well, I wanted to talk with you.
I see.
When we first got to know each other, I thought that you wanted to have, a relationship. I feel so dumb. I've been rehearsing this speech, and it just doesn't sound right at all.
Go on.
Well, lately I felt that you were backing away from me. I guess that was because of my being pregnant, but maybe you're mad at me. I thought we could talk about it.
I'm really into my career, so, there's nothing much to talk about.
Yeah. Right. I know. I'm sorry I disturbed you. Oh, my. How are you?
Quite good. Force of the Death Phantom is coming out soon.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, I'm rather excited.
Good.
I seem to have a propensity for running into my ex-girlfriends in shopping centers.
Like Adele Gardner.
You remember that story?
Sure.
Can you have coffee with me?
Oh, thanks, but I can't. Carol's watching the baby.
Oh, you had the baby.
Oh, well, 6 months ago.
A boy?
A girl.
Lucinda
Carolyn.
Oh.
I'm just getting some little things for her first Christmas and everything.
Yeah. Did your husband come back?
No.
Then you were all alone.
No, Carol was with me. Oh. She coached me with the Lamaze method. It was...
What?
Oh, really something.
Must have been excruciatingly painful.
Oh, Rick, don't be squeamish. I mean, it hurts an awful lot, but you know it's going to be over.
Yeah.
And of course, Carol was there, and that helped. And having the baby was so wonderful and amazing that when it was over, I felt like I could do anything.
Yeah.
Well, almost anything. I was able to get through it without any drugs. I was pretty surprised. I guess I'm stronger than I thought.
Indeed.
How's Inga?
Who?
Inga Olafsson.
Oh, yeah, Inga. I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Do you?
What?
I was curious to see if you would mind if I... No, I imagine you wouldn't like that.
But you won't know for sure if you don't ask.
Could I perhaps stop by and see your baby?
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
But I've moved to a bigger place for the baby.
Uh-huh.
And it's quieter. I'm over in Beechwood Canyon. It's listed in the phone book.
I have my address book right here. Why don't I just write it down?
If you like.
love to eat.
But it takes so long to cook.
That's why we both love our new Kenmore microwave oven from Sears.
I can cook a 5-pound roast medium rare in just 30 minutes, or 3 strips of bacon in 3.5 minutes on a paper plate. Bake 2 potatoes in 8 minutes and cook vegetables faster than boiling them in water.
That means less time in the kitchen.
And more with you.
Fast, clean, cool cooking with Sears Kenmore microwave ovens, all with automatic defrost. Choose the right model for your kitchen from the many styles available at most Sears retail stores.
This is my first night camping with my family of 5. And now I'm really glad I packed my Sears family-style tent. It's Sears' best tent, tested by Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to conquer Mount Everest. This tent stands 6 feet 9 inches in the center and has a stunning 10 by 14 foot floor. It sleeps 8, plenty of room for my family, and even the dog. We like the windows that can be zipped shut from the inside, and this large front canopy. Sears' best family-style tent is built to be lived in, and if it's good enough for Hillary, it's good enough for my family at most larger Sears retail stores.
When my brother was my age, being in style meant wearing old jeans and about a pound of dirt. But today, us guys are more sophisticated in our style. And that's why Sears has Style Works. A guy can pick up on the latest styles in jeans, tops, sweaters, and dressier clothes like vested suits. I can depend on the Style Workshop at Sears for just about everything to keep me looking great. And the prices? Pretty reasonable. My folks like that. Style Works. Today's styled all in one place. And most larger Sears retail stores.
The Sears Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. Baby Baby was written by Patricia Joyce. Produced and directed by Fletcher Marshall. Your hostess was Cicely Tyson. Our stars were Patricia Joyce, Lynn Berman, and Gene Howell. Also heard were Byron Kane and Julie Bennett. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. This is Art Gilmore speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.